Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, everybody. Happy spring. I'm Kelly Jo Monahan. I'm the host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We have a really neat treat tonight. We have Jeremy with us, and he is a spiritual alchemist. And we're going to bring him on to see exactly what that means. So I'm going to bring him on now. Hi, Jeremy. Welcome.
Hi, Kelly Jo. How are you?
I am well.
I'm good.
So
I'm enjoying the fact that it warmed. I was going to say, I'm enjoying the fact that it warmed up today.
Yes, it was chilly the other day. We had like a blast of cold air.
Yeah.
What exactly is a spiritual alchemist?
Well, spiritual alchemy is basically transmuting your physical self, that lower thoughts or those limited thoughts into that spiritual consciousness or that Buddha consciousness or, you know, higher state of consciousness, however way you want to put it. That doubt that we have in ourselves, that all those angst and anxiety and stuff like that. And it's basically just a process that is not a new thing. It's been around for a very long time, and transmuting those thoughts into higher states of consciousness and having a better, more peaceful, happy, joyful life is basically what spiritual alchemy is, the best way to put it. So, and there's a process to that. So, yeah, it's a fun thing. There is a process to do it. There is a obviously we've been taught in our world. I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but I was young. I was taught that we're sinners and that we're wrong in the eyes of God and all that other, and spirit or whatever, or that we're to be humble meant play it small, and that language that we were taught in when we were younger, or in our society, and really it's the other way around. You know, it's we weren't put here by whatever being put us here to play small. We were here to let our light shine very brightly and be the amazing beings that we are. So, you know, it's just that transference of thought, and the process goes from facing all of those thoughts in our mind as they come up. And, you know, you feel not good enough in society, or you feel not good enough in a group of people within yourself. So that's part of what. So, yeah, and this it's a cool thing. I've been doing it for a little over 20 years now, and it's still, you know, a process of what I'm working on. So.
I love doing this work, you know, being a medium. You know, it's nice to give people closure, you know, do the life readings and see stuff happen. I love it when people call and say, oh, you told me about this, and it happens. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome stuff, isn't it? I mean, I remember one time, this has just tickled me to pieces, and you know how this happens, you give a reading to somebody, and then you forget what you say, of course. You don't even remember.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll call you up. And this one lady called me up, and she said, and you said I was going to get pregnant, and I thought you were crazy. And here I am pregnant. And so she was super excited because, you know, she was trying to have, her and her husband were trying to have a baby for a long time. So,
another neat thing that happened to me is I did a reading for a lady, and she was an older lady of color, and I told her that she was going to go back to school and get her PhD, and she was going to go to the place that they called the house. And she goes, "You're crazy." Well, she went back to school, got her PhD, and she went to a place called the house through the college that she went through, and it was in, I think, in New York. So I thought that was really neat. Well, we have quite a few callers tonight, so I guess we'll get started. And okay. I will pick 860, and I'll have you go first. Okay. Let's make that work.
Hi.
Hello, 860. Good.
Hi.
What's your name and where you're from?
I'm Amla. I'm from Connecticut.
And what's your question?
I was wondering if you see me in a relationship this spring. I'm currently very single.
You're very
All right, go ahead,
single.
Jimmy.
Okay, so wait, this spring, you're very single. And is there somebody on your mind? Because that's what I
No.
feel. I feel like there's. Okay. Because I feel like there's somebody in your circle. Maybe not necessarily that you hang out with or talk to on a regular basis, and somebody in your circle or people maybe you work with or you go to school with or whatever, somebody that is in that proximity around you that is seeing
okay.
you and is interested. And that's definitely a possibility. However, what I also feel like is there's some openness that needs to come from you, not just I know I need to have a relationship, and I know I'm open, but there's some things that have happened that maybe have you just a little hesitant, I guess is the best word to say, about how would I handle a relationship? Not that you're
okay.
not saying you don't want one. I'm just saying that there's something that if this person approached you, it might make you go, what are they interested in me for? It's a little bit of a flashback to past stuff that's happened to you. And
yes.
It's just saying that when that happens, just kind of say, you know what, give it a chance.
Okay.
Give it a chance.
Do you feel,
and so
do you feel a sense of month that pops up for you?
Go ahead.
I see you getting invited on a blind date through a male platonic friend that set you up mm-hmm. with somebody, so say yes, and it feels like May.
It feels like May.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yep.
Yay.
So
I'm
put
excited.
On your lipstick. V-neck is a girl's best friend. There you go.
And be open, as Jeremy said. Be open.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank
great.
You.
Thank you.
Enjoy that date. Have fun.
Thanks. I will.
All right.
Okay. Let's see. We're going to go to 805. Oops.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Donna. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Donna. What's your question?
Okay. I live in California. I'm in Florida right now because my friend wanted me to sell by owner her townhouse and her car. And I have a lady that seems to be interested right now. Do you see that sale going through and is everything going
to
go fine?
She's going to have to go to a second financer because the first financer won't work.
Okay, she's going to have her own real estate guy, and then I'm going to pick the title company. And she's
I
already
understand,
got a letter.
She's,
the
she's first
got the letter
thing she goes
bank.
With won't work.
Okay.
The second bank will go through.
Okay, I got a qualifying letter, so that was good, right?
Right.
That the bank qualified her for the money, but the second one. Okay, good. Well, that's good to know. And then will the car sell okay, too?
Oh, yeah, no problem. It's low mileage.
Yes, very low. Yeah. Okay. Wonderful.
Jeremy, what's your thought?
And I got a 2 weeks in there. I was like, because you asked the question, I just immediately got 2 weeks. So,
2 weeks.
Now the prequal letter, like it's like 2 weeks or it's just like I asked if it was 2 days and I thought that was really too fast. And then 2 weeks is what came up to me in my head. That they're telling me, but the pre-qual letter that you got, that just basically sees that the second bank, yes, that's probably from a broker, and that they're and you'll get in, they'll get the first lender will have something, they'll say that we can't do this, and then the second one will say, just like Kelly Jo said, it'll go through. So
okay.
The 2 weeks, it's jumping up.
Oh, wonderful. So. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. How do we get a hold of you, Jeremy?
Oh, well, my website is jeremymcdonald.net, and all my contact information, everything about me is on there. The way to buy my book is on there. You know, my
is your phone number on there?
With me, it's on there. My phone number is on there. Yes, absolutely. You can email me from there. Everything is there. It's
all
just
right.
My name, jeremymcdonald.net.
Okay. And me, you can get a hold of me, 561-333-5367, KellyJoePsychic.com. Okay, so now we will go to another one, and it's 1111111111.
Those are good numbers.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Mika, Arizona.
What's your question?
Yes, very good show, by the way. I like the title. So my question is, I have a where I work now. I have this male friend. He asked me something about to do with the office. I'm not. Is he referring to maybe helping him with paperwork in the office? He wasn't really clear. What is your input on that, please? I'm not clear on that. Because we had
go ahead.
I was just saying, I guess I want to understand correctly. You have a coworker or a friend that wants you to work in his office? I just want to make sure I'm clear.
I'm sorry. He's my friend and my boss, and we have little
okay.
arguments every weekend. But he told me something about, he said, I'm going to open up something in the office, and I'm going to tell you, and you're going to do something in the office. You do some cleaning. The office is so small, like 5x5. is he referring to paperwork and clean? It's just nothing.
Okay, so you want to know what it is he's asking.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure what the energy I was feeling here is that I feel like whatever he's going to do is a good opportunity for you, and at least for right now is with the idea about the thing that I'm getting in my head. It's a good thing for you right now. And I think it'll lead into what I'm feeling is it'll lead into something bigger than that, if that makes any sense. Like, I know you said you guys argue on a weekly basis, but it's really feeling like this, whatever it is he's going to talk to you about is a temporary thing that will lead into something bigger. So,
and
I'm not sure if you feel on that kind of thing.
And then I feel like he wants you to help with work on like a job, and also you are going to help with all the paperwork and the researching.
Okay.
That's
so,
what I'm seeing.
That's good news. So he don't mind having little arguments with me, because we like on
you guys
side,
like
so
spar with each other. It's not really arguing.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I feel better.
So
now.
What you're doing is you're sparring.
Well, okay. Well, I'm glad I called in.
Don't use boxing gloves.
that's sometimes we really get into that where she'll lock the office, and I don't say bad words. I should say, is this necessary? And it's, you know what's silly? The other coworkers, they ignore us. And they pretend that they're not hearing, and they just walk away, which is kind of funny. It's just funny.
But you guys are going to find a better way how to communicate. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank
nice
you.
All
right. Good night. Okay, there's another 1111.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
and where are you from?
D.C., Florida, D.C. relationship.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Okay, so you said what was your name?
Marissa.
Marissa. And you asking about a relationship.
Did I understand
that correctly? I'm seeing right now, I'm getting the word 6 months. And so I see the potential in a relationship in 6 months. And that's going to be, I feel like around the fall sometime is what I'm seeing. Like I'm getting October in my head. So it'll be a nice Halloween relationship starting. It'll start off, what I'm feeling like is it'll start off as a friendship and lead into something bigger, but it'll kind of move slow in the beginning. So I'm getting just be patient in the beginning and enjoy it while it's the moment. I'm asking if it's a lifelong relationship. And I don't see that. I just think it's like a fun one that'll lead you into the lifelong relationship. So that's what I'm kind of feeling for you.
And B, when I concur with him, but your long-term relationship fellow feels like I hear the name Charles, and he'll be named Charlie, and he'll be short, he'll be an inch shorter than you, a little bald spot on the top of his head and glasses, and he feels like he's another religion other than you. But you guys are very kismet and meant to be. And I see you marrying in 2025.
Oh, wow. You see a better job coming?
Well, it's only one question, sweetie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So we got, let's see, 614. Okay.
Hello?
Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
Tracy.
Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
Tracy from North Carolina?
Hello? Yes.
Okay.
Tracy
awesome.
From North Carolina.
What was your question?
My question is, and I'm looking right now at either Office Space and Residence, and I'm staying with a friend while I'm looking to find a bigger office space and waiting to find where I'm supposed to live. And so it's coming down to the wire, and neither one, the office space hasn't presented itself yet. And I'm just wondering if I should hold out a little bit longer or go ahead and pick a residence.
So you're trying to do both an office space and a residence? They're not the same space. So
correct.
So make sure I understand that correctly. Okay. So, because I feel like the office space you want to hold off just for now, it's not that it's not manifested, there's a really good opportunity, and it's going to be around the residence that you're going to pick, and it'll mean that your commute is going to be, it's going to be good, you know, I guess, because I'm getting the easy flowing to work, I guess, the best way to put it, and so to hold off, get the residence, and then the office space will appear.
Do you see the residence close to a downtown?
Yeah, I was kind of feeling that. Where are you in Charlotte?
No, Wilmington.
What part?
But it's a really small downtown, but I like the walkable. I'm trying to see if I can get downtown.
Yeah. I do feel it because it's a really easy commute for you. And I just feel like it's so that would make a lot of sense being downtown. And when I ask that, and I do get a yes. But I just feel like I just feel a lot of joy and easiness for you getting to work. So I think, yeah, that would make a lot of sense for that.
Okay.
So what did you get, Kelly Jo?
Well, I'm seeing the space, your living space first. And yes, it's only like a block and a half away from where your work is.
Okay, so I'll find my office space.
Yes.
Close to wherever I'm choose to live. Okay.
Wherever you're living, it's only a block and a half away. And it feels more...
And that's the kind of commute everybody wants.
It feels more to the right of the door of your apartment building. So that's... I don't know what direction that is, sorry, but when you get your apartment, it's to the right of your door.
So you see more of an apartment than a house?
I
Yeah, I would feel an apartment.
I'm staying
and
in
I kind of feel like, honestly, this is kind of funny. I don't know if you drink coffee, but I keep on seeing you stopping on the way to get coffee. And,
I do drink coffee.
Like, it's just like, okay, yeah, so like a little local coffee shop or something. Because I just see you with a big smile and a cup of coffee in your hand. So,
and it's a cute little town, you know. It's like all convenient. There's restaurants. There's tables on the sidewalk with awnings. There's a little mini anything you need in that little tiny space.
Perfect. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's see. We got 919, so we'll pick that one. Hello, 919. Where are you from and what's your question? Hello? Okay, I guess they don't want
to
talk. All right, so let's see. 954. Hello, 954-529. Hello.
Hi, this is Sharon in Florida.
All right. Hello, how are you? What's your question?
Hi, Kelly.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Mine surrounds career.
Okay. You said your name was Sharon, right?
Correct.
Did I get the? I just want to make sure. I don't really, I feel like when you first asked about career, I don't know if this makes any sense, but I felt like fireworks or explosion type of thing, but not like a bad like excitement, like expansion. But towards the end of the year, like November, December, because I feel like there's an increase in money, like a big increase in money. So I'm not really sure if it's a new job or I haven't gotten that clear yet, but I just kind of felt like it's going to be a cause for celebration, which is the reason why the fireworks are around. I would feel like November sometime, like it's like just before Thanksgiving type of thing. It's you know, for that I'm excited. So career looks like it's pretty good this year, but I also feel like there's some anxiety leading up to November. Some anticipation that you're not sure if it's going to happen. And I'm just getting the feeling that just relax and it's all going to flow and you're going to make it to that point and it's going to be a cause for celebration. Like everything you work for is worth it. And so it's going to be a good year for career.
Is it going to be the current job I'm at, do you know, or is it going to be a new position with another company?
Well, honestly, when you ask that question, I kind of feel like it's a promotion. At first, it wasn't really clear to me, but now that you're asking that, I feel like it's a promotion or something. It's like a new opportunity for you. It's expansive, I guess, is the best way to put it. And so that would, to me, would sound like a promotion with more responsibility and more money. But it's something that you're going to like doing. And so I think that's, yeah, so current job would make more sense. There's a little bit of anxiety about the job. What's going on with that?
What's
that? The current company. I don't know. I feel like there's some anxiety about the current company. What's going on with that?
There is. I'm employed but not on the schedule, and I'm being encouraged to go through the union and fight to be put back on the schedule and the back pay, but I'm leery about doing it because I'm afraid that if I do, I would be let go. But I don't think they could let me go, but I'm not sure I want to take that chance. So I'm in turmoil as to what the decision there should be.
Go for it. Go for it. Here's the reason. This is an opportunity for you to stand your ground, and in the end, you're gonna come out on top.
I have been telling myself that for 3 weeks, and I am like to the point where I have almost picked up the phone to call my union rep, and then I back off, and then I go, no, do it. It is your right. You're being walked on.
Yeah.
You're being yeah. Okay.
And you're worth it.
Won't, okay. I kind of thought I'm still new there, and I feel like the people that have been there for the years that they've been there. They know better. And I feel like I just want to say to them, shame on you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're going to be good.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. 954. Let's see. Hello. Where are you from? What's your name? Hello? Okay.
I don't want to talk to us.
I guess not. Okay, and there's another 954, so we'll try that one.
Hello?
Hello, 954.
Hello?
What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, it's Rosemary. I'm from Florida.
Hi, Rosemary. What's your question?
I know this sounds so strange. I rented a car on Saturday, went to a store, came out to load groceries in the back and opened up the hatch, and there was a boa constrictor. How did it get there? I'm so disturbed by this.
It climbed up in there for warmth.
From what are the chances? Like, did somebody put it there?
It got in there for warmth because it was chilly.
It was chilly. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But did I, rent the car with it in it, or did it?
No, it crawled in there for warmth.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So I think it happened after you rented out the car. Well, where is it at now?
Where's the snake? The police took it.
Oh.
It was quite a scene. I didn't know what to do.
Sorry, I'm laughing.
No. Oh, my gosh. You can laugh. What are the chances? Are you kidding? It was quite a scene. I'm not kidding. I had to call the police because I didn't know what to do. I'm in this store. I'm in this parking lot by myself. So they called animal control, and they all came. It was a riot. I can laugh now. I wasn't laughing then.
I wouldn't have been laughing either, and I'm not afraid of snakes, but I would have been like, whoa, and I just closed.
I wouldn't have liked that too much either.
But I have to say, I looked at it and I thought, did somebody put it there on purpose? Is this a joke? Is this a curse?
No.
Is this?
No.
No, it's just a fluke. It was cold.
Right.
Well, and that happened. That happens down here in Florida a lot, just so you know. A lot of people bring them in here as pets, them and pythons. They're not, and then they get out.
Okay.
And from their
and we have
and
a python of explosion here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because history, 1992, we had Hurricane Andrew, and a reptile place got blown over, and all the pythons got let loose out, and they went in the Everglades, and there's no predators for them, so they're overrunning the Everglades.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Okay.
Goodness.
Can you imagine driving and having that thing all of a sudden? That's all I kept thinking. What if I would have been driving and that thing all of a sudden appeared? I can't even imagine.
You would have wrecked yourself.
I think so. Okay.
Or peed yourself.
I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't a message or somebody put it there.
If you want to, snake means death, resurrection, and rebirth. So it means a new beginning is coming to your life.
I hope so. Okay.
Which is a good thing.
As long as it's
all right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank
well,
you so
remember,
much.
Death is about a new beginning, too. So it's not necessarily physical.
Right. It doesn't mean physical death.
Okay. Thank you both. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That is definitely a new
see.
One on my books right there.
Yeah, really. Whoa. We have a couple more callers, but I wanted to ask you, where you got anything coming up or anything that you want people to know?
So I'm actually, for those of you in Florida, Kelly Jo and I will be down in Naples on Saturday, and I will be at Casadega speaking in Casadega on the 29th of March. And doing a workshop there as well. So for those of you who are local in Florida, that's what I'll be doing. So.
Oh, neat.
I'd love to see you guys. So.
And then I'm letting you know that the 23rd, I got I don't know if I'm saying her name right. Dahlia going to join me, and we're going to do readings the 23rd on Biscuit and Tea Mystic. And like ditto, like he said, I'll be there in Naples with him. So, okay, we're going to get to some more callers. Hello, 602.
Good evening, both of you. It's so good to hear you both on online.
Yeah, this is Jeremy. And what's your name?
Hi,
where are you from?
This is Ed. I'm out in Arizona.
And what's your question for Jeremy?
Well, I had an incident with one of my coworkers telling our supervisor that I supposedly threatened her back on December 13th, and it created a little problem. But now I just get these looks from her because I haven't left yet, and I swear she's wishing me dead, or the look on her face is just like dark. And I just want to make sure it's not just my imagination. It is actually happening. You know, maybe I'm just imagining it. But
yeah, so what I'm getting from this woman is that I feel a really positive energy from you. Like, you're just a really all-around great guy. And you're fun to be around, and people like you. So this woman, what I'm feeling from her is not a very happy person. And so therefore all that great energy and positive light you put out there makes her feel very, very uncomfortable. And I learned this old saying probably about maybe 10 years ago. Somebody said to me, incidentally, I was in Arizona when they said this to me. They said, when the lights turn on, the cockroaches will run. And how I took that is that when we're positive, happy people, it makes people that are not positive or happy uncomfortable. And so she's lashing out at you to try to get you to put out your light so that you can not be so positive. And it's just basically how angry and hurt she is inside. So kind of what I would do and suggest for you is to treat her with kindness, but in your mind, see her as healing and stuff like that. It's just a really great way of handling people like that. And
yeah.
You don't have to put up her crap either, but it's just one of those things that I don't think she's going to cause any more problems for you, but you're not imagining this. This is something where she's really, looking at you with a lot of disdain. So.
And I agree.
Okay,
I agree. Yeah.
I was just worried that she might try to do something physically. That was my biggest thing.
No.
I wanted
to
go to my supervisor and HR and say, hey, I don't know what's going on, but I think she's doing this, and it's making me very uncomfortable, and I would like it to stop. Because they all know I'm trying to leave. I'm just waiting for the right opportunity, and I'm hoping it's soon.
It is soon. You're going to leave soon. Yes, you are.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, I'm getting
the purple light.
The purple light. Oh, believe me, I've been thinking white and all the other colors around me. And
no, but put indigo purple light around her and it'll transmute it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can do that easily, yeah.
There you go.
Very cool. I'm feeling like April is going to be a big month for you. So I feel there's a lot of excitement around April for you.
Not just Easter,
Not just Easter, like it's like them. There's where this new opportunity or your opportunity to hiatus out.
Cool.
And say sayonara. So, look for April.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the call. And I appreciate both of you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening.
Absolutely. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Okay, let me see if this one would want to ask a question. Hello, would you like to ask a question? Nope, nobody's there. Okay. And there's another 602. Let me see if I did it already. Hello, 602. Did we do you already? Nope. Okay, I guess we'll just talk a bit then. I think we got everybody.
Optimistic.
So, well, we're getting ready to have the summer solstice that's coming up, and that'll be a good time. And the full moon now is a really good time, even though you usually let things go when it's waxing. It's a good time for manifestation. It's a really good moon for manifestation.
Absolutely.
This month.
Yeah, and there's like I think we're going on a Mercury retrograde tomorrow. Is it tonight or tomorrow?
I think we're getting out of one.
Yeah, we're coming out of one. So all that heaviness that everybody was kind of feeling, you're going to start feeling like more of a smooth transition through a lot right now. You know, I have a lot of friends with the flu and, you know, emotions going on and clients that are going through that as well. So we're going to see a great uptick in energy over the next week or so, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And I want to tell everybody, you know, if something happens with that flu, don't panic. Panic gets you in trouble. You know, wash your hands, clean your house, but don't panic. It's like panic will get you in trouble. And worrying about something that might, could, maybe should, maybe might happen and don't happen, and then you waste all that time and energy, what for? Quote my dad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I get it. There's a lot going on in the world.
You take precautions, but, you know, yeah, it's scary. But, you know, we're solid people, and things have happened before, and we can get through this if we don't panic.
Absolutely. Well, and I think right now, don't you agree? There's this coronavirus thing going on right now, and that's about fear, and everybody's scared about it. But I remember my teacher told me this when I first started in like 1996, and she said, "Hey, listen, do your work, face your fears, get inside of yourself, allow a spirit to guide you." And what she was trying to say is, be grounded, be thankful. And so that means, yes, exactly what Kelly Jo's saying. Wash your hands. Do hand sanitizer. You know, take care of yourself. Sleep. Get some rest. For those of you out there that work, get some rest. And I understand what it's like to be busy. I work a full-time job during the day, and I have two businesses outside of work. So, but this weekend, on Sunday, I had nothing going on, and I did not leave the bed all day long because I knew the next three weekends on top of my job are going to be very, very busy. And so when you get time to rest, take it because your body needs it. And that'll help you too with whatever's going on.
Right.
And that's part of the things we run ourselves ragged.
And I also want to say, you know, let the voice of reason prevail, you know, may the voice of reason prevail.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's just a lot of things going on. Can we just talk as well about this? Like, this year is a great year for whatever you've been dreaming about or wanting to do, go do it. Like, at least start it. Take the leap of faith. Start writing out plans. Start doing whatever it is you want to do. Because this year is a great year. I mean, 2020, it's an amazing year. It's about balance.
And also financial security.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things that are going on. However, none of that stuff happens unless you actually get out there and go and do it. The law of attraction is great, but there is it doesn't start building momentum. So
you're right. You can wish and hope all you want to, till you do something about it, it ain't gonna work.
I'll tell you a funny story. So we just started doing, we do what is called resonant field imaging. And my business partner that does that with me, the last time we had done it was in 2008 at a store called Mystical Sense in Tampa, Florida. And the next time we did it was in January of this year. And that's why I met Kelly Jo in Melbourne, Florida. And we hadn't done it in, 12 years. And it was the only reason why we started is because I pushed my partner, my business partner, and said, listen, we're going to start doing this. I think people are really going to enjoy it. And more importantly, I think we're really going to help people, which is what this is all about. And so we did that show, and then we did this one up in South Carolina 2 weeks ago, and we were slammed at that one and really, really busy. And but more importantly, we helped a lot of people. And so the reason why I'm saying that story is for 12 years we talked about it. And I've done a lot of other wonderful things since then, and she's done a lot of wonderful things as well. But that was just the timing was perfect, and you just had to jump into it. And so now things are moving for it. And now we'll be at a fair with Kelly Jo again in Naples on Saturday, and I'm really super stoked and excited about the people we're going to meet down there. So it's going to be – but it's really about just taking that leap of faith, right?
So, oh, yeah. And it's so much fun to meet – your peeps, you know, being surrounded by different people that you love doing what you do, and you know, it's a good bunch of folk, and we just have a ball doing it. I mean, it's just, and to bring closure and help people is just, that's the goal, and it's like out meeting other like-minded people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody has a different way of doing stuff. Nobody's better than anybody else. But we all go around the mulberry bush and basically say the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, and that's what's so much fun is that you get to meet people, you get to hear their perspective and how they're saying it, and then learn from them, because we're all teachers and students. And, I mean, this journey, a funny story, my mother started in a women's psychic development group in 1995. I thought she was insane. I thought she was crazy. Then my mom had lost her mind. And so then one day, it was about a year or two later, I had a really bad headache, and she asked me to go to a Reiki circle, and I didn't want to go. And she says, Jer, just give it a chance. And so I went, and my headache was gone within about 30 seconds of the woman laying her hand on me with the Reiki. And so that started my journey. And so it was really one of those things where you never know what's going to happen and where we're going to go with it. And so now all these like-minded people, and it changed my life, actually. This world has really healed my life. And so for those of you out there that are just beginning in this, you're in a great journey. Or so if you've been in it for a few years, it's really super exciting to keep on going forward with it. So, but yeah,
oh,
my
it's
beginnings
so
with
neat
my mother was crazy.
Doing this, I have friends that I met through readings that I've known for over 40 some years.
Oh, wow.
You know? And it's just so cool. And it's
that
just
really cool.
And, you know, energy, where intention is, energy follows. That's always, and just like, mm-hmm. like your mom helping you. Like I tell people, that people say, well, I'm not psychic and I'm not aware and I can't heal. It's like if you're a mom and you've kissed a knee, you're a healer.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, just giving compassion to people. Like right now.
We need compassion in the world.
Absolutely. Like right now, like we were talking about, a lot of people are in a panic. And it's like, I'll say, don't, you know, it's not a time to be in panic. But if somebody's really in panic, what they need right now at that point in time is compassion. You know, for whatever reason, whatever is going on is too much for them to handle. And they just need
right.
the compassion is what calms them down. And I think Mother Teresa said there's more need for love in this world than there is for bread.
Correct.
Yeah, so.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. The timer is getting ready to go off, but I want to thank you for coming on, and I want to let everybody know we'll see you in the future, and give them your website one more time, Jeremy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's www.jeremymcdonald.net. So, and I look forward to hearing from all of you.
And with me, it's KellyJoePsychic.com. And private reading 561-333-5367. And we'll see everybody in the future. And again, thank you to all the people out there for making it a great show. So I wish you good night.
Thank you,
and bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.